For Jets 360, Olivia Landis, joined by lineman Mike Pinnell. Mike, this week the Jets are honoring the prevention of pediatric cancer, as well as the NFL. You yourself are a survivor. What does it mean to you to have this week and have the NFL and the Jets honoring this?
I mean, it means a lot. You know, when I was younger, around 2-3 years old, I survived well with tumor cancer. I try to do everything to motivate kids going through dialysis and everything. Just try to strengthen their parents. You know, it's a tough time. I spoke with my mother over the years, and it was really harder on her than it was on me. I was so young, I didn't really know what was going on, and a lot of the time I can't remember exactly what happened, so I go to her as a reference, and she just told me about how strong she is. So whenever I talk to kids or families about it, I usually, you know, pay more attention to the parents and tell the kids to be more positive for them, because that's the strength that they need to get through it.
If there was one message you could give to the kids battling this fight, what is it that you would say to them?
It's not the end of the world, you know. Keep your dreams and keep everything in front of you and always fight. Life's a dog fight, you know, and some people's fight is a little different than others, and kids going through this disease and things like that, you know, they just got to stay strong.
Mike, you guys are heading off of a 3-game winning streak, going home to a home game this weekend. What kind of energy are you guys feeding off heading into this Sunday?
You know, we just try to keep it the same. We start 0-0 every week. We try not to listen to the outside. We keep everything, one team, one goal. So we're looking at it as we're 0-0. They're a good team, we're a good team, but we're at home, so we're definitely trying to fight for that win.
What was it that first started or initiated that hot streak that you guys have been on so far, would you say?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's like a certain moment or things like that, just guys playing together. We got a lot of new guys. You know, I'm a new guy coming here, you know, a couple games, and we've been through some adversity situations, and we had to sit back and like, wow, we're really good when we want to be, so let's be good all the time. So everybody, you know, just takes that into the game, and, you know, once we're firing all cylinders, we feel like there's nobody in the league who can play with us.
And one more for you, Mike. What do you think is the key to keep that consistency going throughout the season?
Just staying together, keeping everything in the locker room. You know, we got great leaders on the defensive line, linebackers and the DBs. You know, defense and offense is wrong. We just feed off each other's energy. When it gets low, don't get too low. When it gets high, don't get too high.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
No problem.